WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are investigating criminal mischief reports from three different areas of the city last night. According to the report, 9 vehicles had the back glass shot out by a BB gun in the area of Willow Pond and Crepe Myrtle off Graham Road. 12 vehicles were damaged in the Barracks Townhomes development and 11 in the area of Fincastle Loop and Southern Plantation. CSPD estimates $9,600 of damage was done. The ones responsible remain at large. After the Bryan City Council has a budget proposal for the next fiscal year that includes no change in the property tax levy and no change in utility rates, they heard from 26 speakers telling them to fix what has caused flooding and compensate victims from flood 6 weeks ago.
After Mayor Jason Bianski announced 5 agenda items related to flood control and victim compensation were going to be delayed until a future meeting involving FEMA, everyone who signed up addressed the council.
Until we hear yay or nay from FEMA, my children and I live in limbo with cardboard walls.
Every time it rains, we move our cars out of the driveway and garage, sometimes in the middle of the night. When we leave town for the weekend, we roll up our rugs and put our furniture up on blocks.
Try diverting money from the drainage funds every year specifically for these projects, not just for new developments, but for your existing channels.
I've lived on Burton Creek for 20 years. I have yet the city employee in Burton Creek cleaning it out.
The 5 flood-related items pulled last night includes a proposal to divert 8 cents of the property tax, amounting to $4 million, to pay for flood control projects. The president of the Bryan Firefighters Association spoke in opposition. As for the proposed fiscal year 2017 budget, Bryan City staff say it includes 3 more police officers, 3 more firefighters, and paying Brazos County 911 for more police dispatchers. That makes up half of next year's additional expense for personnel. Bryan City employees would receive a 3% pay increase. Employees in the city will each contribute 3% more towards health insurance. Public hearing on the Bryan City budget will be held August 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The date has been set for a public meeting on an application of a West Bryan manufacturer to increase the amount of pollution it releases. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who made the request involving San Gobon Ceramics, says the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will have what it calls a public meeting July 28th. At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, there were 4 public speakers against San Gobon's request. Richard Woodward of College Station was among those calling on the council to ask for a contested hearing.
That's going to affect us in College Station just as much as it affects you all here in Bryan.
TCEQ's public meeting on the 28th will be at the Hilton Garden Inn on University, located across from Veterans Park, starting at 7 p.m. The first declaration has been made for a local political office in this November's election. Current College Station Councilman John Nichols has announced he will run for mayor. Nichols, who is the current mayor pro tem, is finishing his second term on the council. He previously served on College Station's Planning and Zoning Commission and Parks Board. There will be a new mayor as Nancy Berry moves to the Brazos County Commission. The first day to file for College Station mayor and city council is Monday, the 25th. Another increase in the number of burglaries in Bryan has led police to initiate a new reward program called Stop Sticky Fingers.
Anyone with information on someone who is stealing stolen property, you know, is breaking into these houses or breaking into these cars, people who may be buying stolen property, receiving stolen property, trading stolen property, anyone who's putting their hands on that stolen property, we want to know, you know, who they are.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the phone number to make a report is 979-209-5452. More information is also available on the Bryan Police Department's social media. WTAW News Time is about 10 minutes after 8. It's 82 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica-Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
811, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wiltons, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with highs of 95 to 100 as high pressure remains anchored off to our east. Shows no signs of moving through the end of the work week. We're clear to partly cloudy and warm overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partly sunny Friday. There could be an isolated late-day storm. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:12, Mayor Jason Byinski returns after your summer hiatus. Been a while since you've been here.
Love the break, Scott. I was trying to get our mayor pro tem, Greg Owens, to come take my place this morning after that 11-hour marathon meeting last night.
But good thing y'all get paid by the hour, isn't it?
Yeah, we do. It's about 2 cents an hour. But today is Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens' birthday, so I let him off the hook. So I'm here to take all the tough questions for him. But do want to wish him happy birthday. And if you know him, give him a call. And he's probably still sleeping since.
Well, y'all did stay at it kind of late last night.
We started at 10 in the morning, so it was definitely a long day. A lot of important business to discuss, everything from budgets to flooding and all these.
Well, y'all were discussing a retreat. It's almost like you had one, right?
I think we had a retreat yesterday. That's exactly what that was. But it was a good meeting and a lot of good discussion, a lot of good decisions made.
Now, with 5 weeks off, obviously a lot of things had happened, and the water not the least of it. There had been some agenda items that you had planned that you did pull. Kind of give us a little bit of background on what the decision was and why that took place to pull those items.
The five items in regards to some of the flooding concerns, the council had decided that we want to host a larger venued meeting with FEMA. We would like to invite Congressman Bill Flores to attend. I've heard too many rumors and too many citizens talking about what FEMA can and can't do, what they will cover, not cover, who's eligible, who's not eligible. I've had some flooding issues in College Station, mind you, not in Bryan, but lady last night said that College Station doesn't have flooding issues. Well, there's flooding issues.
In I've owned a house in College Station.
There's flooding issues in all towns.
Sure.
In this last rain that we had back in May caused issues in areas that we've never seen flooding issues before. Many of mine that I've never had problems with received some rain. But if we can get FEMA there to talk about what they're covering, what's available. I mean, last night we were told that unless it's owner-occupied, some said, well, if it's an airship, that didn't qualify. If it's this amount, it wouldn't qualify. So I'd like to know. I haven't gone there to talk to them personally. I would like to do that here pretty soon. But if we can bring the officials in, and when someone talks about, well, you know, I'm homeless, I can't get my house back together, I didn't have flooding insurance, why isn't that those folks should be covered? At some degree, if you're covering folks, if you've got multiple millions of dollars to put into the Brazos Valley for flooding issues, why isn't that couple on Cherry Creek being covered, or Willow Bend? There are some houses that we've submitted to FEMA for buyouts. There are some grants and programs available where they'll come in and buy up severely damaged homes that constantly see repeat flooding on a year-by-year basis, and some of those are eligible. They have flood insurance. All of those have flood insurance, but they constantly flood, so they're eligible. We'll see if we can get some grants for that. But there are a lot of questions that are unanswered. I do appreciate the folks that are in town from FEMA working with our citizens, but I'd like to know a little bit more and see what we can do to work together. As for the city, you know, we've got to see what we can do, what can be resolved. Can we fix the problem? You know, I've asked people, citizens have asked me, Mayor, can we even fix the problem? We had a gentleman last night say it would cost $60-plus million to fix the flooding. Can we fix the flooding in some areas? If you're in a 100-year floodplain, you're going to have flooding issues. Should we look at future development? What can we do to make sure that they don't cause additional problems on the existing neighborhoods? That's something our engineers can look into. We do have a drainage fee that you pay a couple dollars a month as a customer. If you're a commercial business, you know, it could be $7 to $13. It generates about $950,000 a year. We've had it since 1997, not 40 years, but maybe 20 years. And we put all of that money into drainage projects and mapping floodplains and identifying the areas that need to be looked into. If we have easements, we can go into some of the creeks and do some clearing. We've got machinery that'll go in there and clear some of the brush and debris and limbs and trees. But a lot of areas, we do not have easements and private property.
And let's stop there. I want to go back to a couple of points. First, let's talk about that. I think Burton Creek was mentioned, but I know there are any number of bodies that have water move through it. And if people throw furniture in there or limbs fall in there, then that can certainly cause the water to not move the way that it was supposed to. So is that something that as you look at your budget, you decide that I believe there was less than $1 million that's being used for that purpose right now? Do you see that that needs to be an area of increase?
Well, we can look at increasing the drainage fee if that's something the residents...
I'm talking about the expenditure to clear them first. I mean, again, if you're only spending $1 million and there are creeks that were, I think one citizen said last night, he's never seen a city employee in that creek trying to clear out Burton. So that's the first thing is do you then increase the frequency as far as inspections are concerned, as far as service and cleaning those out?
Absolutely. If we're able to clean them out and can clean them out and have the ability to clean them out, I think that's something we definitely continue to do and have been doing. In some of those areas, they're somewhat protected. So, you know, if you wanted to go in there and concrete some of those creeks, you know, there's other hoops that we'd have to jump through as a city to be able to go in there and do that. There's habitats that are protected. You got to love government, federal government, and state government sometimes. They sometimes don't allow you to do what common sense would tell you needs to be done. But if we've bought machinery in the past that'll go in those creeks and kind of mulch up some of the debris and the limbs and the trees, and so that's something we can continue to do. Burton Creek and Briar Creeks we can work on. I think Carter's Creeks and Hudson Creeks are a little more spotty on what we can and can't do. We have received permission from some to go on private property to do some things in the east side of town, but we've got to get permission. And if we don't have easements, I know a lot of folks have said that they're willing to give us easements. That's great. We'll need to obtain those in order to go in there and see what we can do. But the city does need to do more to alleviate flooding where we can. That will make a difference. And I don't know if $950,000, $1 million makes a difference. Will $4 million make a difference? You know, that's something we'll have to look at and let our engineers and experts decide where that money's best spent. But I do see us increasing funding for drainage concerns. And if that's something we need to look at increasing the fees, then we either put that to the voters of the city of Bryan and let them decide if they want to pay an additional $2, $4, $6, $8, $10 a month for that. If they want their tax rate to go up to cover that, if they want their tax rate to go up to cover the city buying out houses, you know, we have a service called POLCO, P-O-L-C-O. I would ask that you sign up for. We will be doing some surveying on that. Maybe some of the local media will do some surveying. Some of the council members have talked about putting some of those initiatives on the ballot and letting the people decide. But, you know, when you're going through the budget process, there's so many things that need to be done. That we've been wanting to do for many years. This is a priority at this point because of some of the flooding we've experienced. We've had folks that have lived in Bryan for a generation and 15, 20 plus years, never experienced flooding problems. Why are you having flooding problems now? What has taken place? Is it new growth, new development, not enough retention ponds that need to be cleaned out and widened or deepened? Those are things I think that we can continue to look into and address and try to alleviate and fix where we can. Will we resolve all the flooding problems in Bryan? I don't know that that's possible, but we need to make a concerted effort as a council, as a city, to address those issues in the best ways we can with the dollars we have.
Well, again, it was a horrible situation, but is it a knee-jerk reaction if you end up spending a disproportionate amount of money for an event that does not happen very often? Within decades, it happens every, 4 or 5 decades, then to make the capital expenditure is something that some people might not be pleased with.
Well, that's why we need to hear from our citizenry. We had 20-something, about 20 households last night that showed up. Several were husband-wife speakers, but 20-plus households that talked about it being a number one priority. Mm-hmm. We have 80,000 population in the city of Bryan. What do the other 79,980 people think about it? Mm-hmm. So we may do some polling on POCO. Talk with your council members. Send in letters. Talk to us. We've got several council members that are pushing this item. Talk with them. You know, see, let them know what we should be doing and what needs to be done. And the citizens of Bryan think this is the number one priority. I don't think it should take priority over first responders and fire and safety, police and fire. So I do not want to affect those budgets. But we can put off additional parks. We can put off additional sidewalks, some long-term street improvements. Councilmember Simon, or Mayor Pro Tem Owens and Councilmember Simon proposed using a majority of our capital improvement.
Funds. This is what he said on the show.
I'd be in favor of putting the entire CIP budget towards fixing the flooding issue.
I mean, that was him here on the 15th, and he was saying that he was repeating words he had said in open council.
And he did what he said he was going to do. Mayor Pro Tem Owens and Councilmember Simon put that on the agenda yesterday to discuss. It'll probably be put back on the agenda in the near future. If it's a number one priority for the citizens of Bryan today, then we need to put it at the top of our list. And that's where the money should come from, in my opinion, the capital improvement funds. It's a five-year program. Things that we're doing today, we're planned 5 years previous. It's usually street projects, street improvements, water and sewer lines, sidewalks, lighting. So we can postpone. I think everything that's underway we'll continue with. I think Councilmember Simic and Mayor Pro Tem Owens did not want to affect some of the major projects that are already underway. I think Old Hearn Road, University Drive extension, or any fire and safety issues. The fire station number 2 is going to be built here in the next few years. They didn't want to delay or postpone any of those health and safety type issues, but everything else, they were willing to vote on that and potentially put off and put all of the money. You're probably looking at $5, $7 million a year into it. And again, that's where I ask our experts. I'm not an engineer. I'm not an expert. Definitely not the smartest guy on the council. So if our experts and our city employees and the folks that we hire to look at this, how much will it take to resolve some problems or make a difference? Maybe once every 100 years you're going to have an issue, but maybe not once every 10 years you have an issue. What is that number? Is that $62 million like the gentleman from A&M said last night? Is it because we may be spending a few million dollars a year on it? It may not make a difference. So there may need to be some drastic measures put in place to try to alleviate it. But we can also look at the future and the future development subdivisions and what we can do at that point. But you have to understand, some of the areas like Castle Heights on the east side of Bryan, they were annexed, I don't know how many years ago, before my time. Those houses were built in the 40s or 50s and 60s in the floodplain. They weren't built up to code, so they're in the floodplain. They're always going to flood. Until they're raised, you're going to have some issues. There wasn't anyone at the city back then telling folks, that you should raise your slab, 18 inches to keep from flooding. And there was no one to address the floodplain areas. We just finished mapping that back not that many years ago. So now we know the areas that are flooding, the floodplain grows from time to time. So that's been looked at. And then new development, we'll put in retention and detention ponds to address those issues. But a lot of the old developments and 30, 40, 50 years ago didn't have retention ponds. And so you compound that growth and those issues. But today in development. They're doing a good job of putting in proper detention to help alleviate some of this, but maybe we need more. And that's where I'll rely on our experts and our city staff who do a wonderful job for us to come up with some recommendations.
Well, I want to give you the opportunity to, of course, mention that you're not going to raise the tax rate. The utility rates are going to stay the same. What's the environment that allows you to be able to do that?
Well, I think our staff does a wonderful job working within our budget and conserving the tax dollars. Council has always been very conservative in regards to the tax rate. We have never increased our tax rate since I've been on the council or been mayor. We have reduced our tax rates in previous years. You know, again, right now we're talking about some of these issues. You know, if that's something the citizenry thinks we should look at increasing to cover and improve, then that's something we'll look at. But right now the council's not looking at increasing tax rates. You know, water, wastewater, all those rates are going to remain the same, projected to remain the same for the next few years. So our staff does a wonderful job. You know, that includes all our departments and working within their means. But we're still expanding. We're adding more police and fire to the streets. I think three more police officers, more code enforcement, more animal control, three or four more firefighters. And so where they're needed and where our citizenry tell us they want more, you know, police on the streets, we want more firefighters on the trucks, we're continuing to add to the to the public safety to benefit our citizenry and again, not raise taxes.
Anything else you want to add?
Need to mention that we have our next Lunch and Learn series. If you haven't shown up for that, we're going to have to start moving that to a new location in the near future because we've got a standing room only audience. It's called Picnic with the Parks. It's on July 20th at noon at the municipal building. You can go on to briantx.gov to register or call 209-5008. Marilyn Stroud, our city secretary, and her staff do a wonderful job bringing in various departments and will provide you a lunch, and you'll get to learn a little bit about what the city of Bryan does and each department on in various months. So, again, I commend our staff. They do a wonderful job, and, you know, budget time is not the most exciting time of the year to be on the council. You've got X amount of money. You know, it's just like every household. You've got to spend within your means. You know, and do the most you can for the benefit of the citizenry with what you have. And I think our council and our staff have done a wonderful job in years past. And we continue to cut and conserve where we can without sacrificing the services to our city.
Okay, and we're going to drill down with the budget with Joe tomorrow on the Bryan segment. Thanks for the time this morning.
Joe does a good job for us, so he's a great CFO. So he'll tell you how that works.
All right, we'll look forward to that.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Mayor Jason Bianski from the City of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguiland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Many baby boomers hope they'll retire debt-free, but that's not likely. According to a survey from insurance company Bankers Life Center for a Secure Retirement, more than 8 in 10 middle-income boomers have at least some debt, and many boomers have more debt than ever. The average 65-year-old borrower now holds 47% more mortgage debt and 29% more auto debt than a 65-year-old did in 2003. Honeywell and Airbus have agreed to develop an integrated system to keep jetliners from careening off the ends of runways during landings. The Wall Street Journal says such an offering would meet impending European safety rules to combat what are called runway excursions, while effectively circumventing opposition by Boeing and the FAA to any joint U.S.-European standards or mandatory regulations in this arena. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $46.30 a barrel. On Wall Street futures, pointing to a little changed open. The Dow at a record high. And that's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
If you think you're seeing more people than ever, eyes glued to their phones, you're right. They're not texting or Snapchatting. They're searching for Pokemon, cute little cartoon critters from Japan's Nintendo that took kids by storm 20 years ago. But now, Pokemon's back as a viral mobile game bigger than its creators ever dreamed. Hi, Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Since Pokemon Go was released a week ago, it has more daily users than Twitter. It's also the most profitable mobile game, increasing the net value of Nintendo by a staggering $11 billion. Using a smartphone's camera, players see creatures pop into existence in the real world, in homes, offices, city streets, parks, everywhere. No one's quite sure what's behind this phenomenon, but video games have a strange way of taking over and then suddenly disappearing. Remember Farmville? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Lights, camera, action! You don't expect that from a radio show, but if you're a Kim's Club member, it's real. Now, members not only get the podcast in crystal clear digital audio, you get to see the full TV production that looks like a network broadcast. It's that good. See for yourself. Like the podcast, you can watch the show anytime. No DVR required. Get your no-obligation free trial at club.commando.com. You get 15 days free, but hurry, this offer ends soon. That's club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at texaskubotadealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for one or more suspects after 32 vehicles were damaged last night. The first call came around 10:45 from the area of Willow Pond and Crepe Myrtle Streets near Graham Road. According to the report, 9 vehicles had the back of glass shot out by a BB gun. Shortly after taking those reports, a call came from the 3300 block of General Parkway in the Barracks development, where another 12 vehicles had broken glass. While officers were working on those reports, an additional call came in from the area of Fincastle Loop, Decatur, and Southern Plantation, where a total of 11 vehicles were damaged. The approximate value of total damage is $9,600. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. Property owners in Bryan whose valuation did not change would not be affected by next year's city budget if the council approves it as presented by staff yesterday morning. But those recommendations did not take into account a large and vocal group calling on the city to compensate victims of May floods and take the steps to eliminate future flooding.
That was the consistent message from 26 speakers who spent more than 1 hour before the council.
We have no place to live at this point. We're expecting another child, our fourth, in 2 weeks, and we come before this council to urge it to provide some kind of hardship relief.
The city has been collecting
drainage fees for over 40 years on our BTU bill. Everybody sees it. But that money has never been reinvested into our drainage.
I'm like the lady that just got through talking. I'll be glad to sell my house. If you know somebody that wants to buy a house that floods, I'll be glad to sell it to them.
I have friends who don't live on Hudson Creek, and they woke up in the night and walked into their bathroom, and they were standing in water. And it was a creek full of dead trees. And that's part of the problem.
There's currently been drainage needs of over $67 million identified for the city of Bryan. The city of Bryan is currently spending less than $1 million a year.
I don't know how the city allowed this by not maintaining everything. We would like y'all to do something. We would love to get our lives back on track, and we can't do that.
The crowd came to hear the council consider five flood relief proposals. Mayor Jason Bielski announced before public comments all that was going to be postponed until there's a town hall meeting involving FEMA.
I've personally had flooding issues myself. I don't have answers for what FEMA can and can't do. I haven't gone down there and talked to them yet.
One of the five proposals would divert 8 cents of Bryan's property tax, or $4 million, to flood relief. That was opposed by the Bryan Firefighters Association, according to President Daniel Buford.
Have everybody understand that it is with great concern that reallocating those funds could ultimately impact the community's public safety, as well as the citizen safety, your first responder safety.
As for other portions of next year's Bryan City budget, no changes are proposed for electric, trash, water, and wastewater customers. More than $1 million in new employees would be added, halves in public safety for three more police officers, three more firefighters, and paying the 911 district for more police dispatchers. Bryan would add another animal control officer, a fifth building inspector, and an eighth parks maintenance worker. City employees would receive a 3% pay raise and would pay 3% more for health insurance. The city would also contribute 3% towards health insurance and, for the first time, fund retired employee medical benefits. The public hearing on the Bryan City budget set for August 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks from now, you have the opportunity to speak and ask questions about a West Bryan manufacturer wanting a state permit to increase the amount of pollution at its plant. The public meeting, which follows opposition to preliminary approval of the state permit sought by San Gobon Ceramics, will be held the evening of July 28th. Four opponents spoke at last night's Bryan City Council meeting, including Tim Touchstone of Bryan.
Why should we cater to any business who wants to save money by not installing proper scrubbing equipment or other technical means to reduce emissions? The technology is there. They need to use it. Otherwise, they should not be allowed to operate.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality received the meeting request from State Representative John Rainey of Bryan. Rainey says he wants the agency to hear from those who are concerned as well as those who support the application. The meeting on the 28th will be at the Hilton Garden Inn on University, located across from Veterans Park, starting at 7 p.m. The format starts with an opportunity to ask San Gobon employees and TCEQ staff about the permit request. After that, formal comments will be received by TCEQ. Almost 2 weeks ahead of the start of filing for this November's local general election comes the first campaign announcement. Running for College Station mayor is current councilman John Nichols. That position will be vacated after Nancy Berry joins the Brazos County Commission. The first day to file for College Station mayor and council is Monday the 25th. The Bryan Police Department has started a reward program for those who report those who commit or plan to commit a burglary, as well as those who buy or sell stolen property.
We're calling it Stop Sticky Fingers. Every day, we are responding to burglary reports, almost every day, and whether it be a vehicle burglary, a residential, or commercial burglary. And it is on a slight increase at this point.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the number to call to make a Stop Sticky Fingers report is 979-209-5452. And the Pokemon craze has meant additional business for Texas A&M Police. Tweets from UPD include an illegally parked car being rear-ended so hard that the second car had its airbag deployed. The driver of the car that was hit had exited to catch a Pokemon. And the occupants of what was reported as a suspicious vehicle parked after 1 in the morning near an unidentified building turned out to be playing Pokemon Go. WTAW News Time is about 8:40. It's 82 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon. You can always go online and check it out at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we sell.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
BeTheMatch.com is sponsoring a bone marrow drive on Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Real Estate Office, corner of Texas Avenue and University Drive in College Station. This bone marrow drive honors BeTheMatch.com recipient Melissa Ruffino and her bone marrow donor, Krissa Sagona. BeTheMatch.com will be on-site educating people on how to sign up to be a bone marrow donor. It takes only a cheek swab to join the registry and potentially save someone's life. Be a match. Saturday, July 16th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world, and we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
All right, it's 842 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 97 for a high temperature today, actually all the way through Tuesday. It looks like lows will be in the upper 70s. Heat index around 103 to 105. Winds out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. What is it now, 81, 82?
Too hot.
Whatever, yeah. All right, so when does this Pokemon Go thing peak?
I was wondering that.
Has it?
Well, no, I'm at...
I know, that's why. It surpassed Twitter yesterday.
Right. Okay, and I know that the makers have already issued their first update to address the privacy concerns and the other bugs. Mashable.com says the update blocks full access to your Google account data. We talked about that yesterday. The app only accesses your Google user ID and email address in addition to fixing app permissions. The new update also patches up an issue that causes crashes and stabilizes the app. But we had a story right in the news. We had a local Pokemon Go problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so according to Texas A&M police, they tweeted yesterday about a couple of incidents where one, it sounds like somebody just illegally parked their car so they could run out really quick to catch their Pokemon,
yeah.
And their car was hit so hard that the airbag deployed in the other car. And then another one, somebody just saw a suspicious-looking vehicle outside a building at, like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. And somewhere you live or somewhere close by, it may kind of freak you out. And apparently it was just somebody catching Pokemon.
Okay. Pokemon Go is already causing the serious problems. We talked about the thieves in the Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post reports the Holocaust Museum in D.C. has had to issue a statement asking people playing the game not to visit.
And this is kind of an interesting twist on what I talked about yesterday with, will businesses you know, reach out to Pokemon Go creators and say, hey, can we pay you to put more Pokemon in our area or our store? Mm-hmm. But now, yeah, there's people saying, wait, we don't want people coming here to catch Pokemon.
Yeah.
And in this case, the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah. I mean, again.
Which is definitely understandable.
Fairly serious place. We
exactly.
We don't need to be doing that. And I don't know. So now, how does the placement of the Pokemon take place?
I think currently it's random. I mean, I don't know that there's any sort of, you know, I don't know if they've put any restrictions.
Okay,
or,
but the Holocaust Museum has probably been in touch with them and asked that there be.
Yeah,
and
I certainly hope so.
And I believe that Arlington Cemetery has done that as well.
Yeah.
Same reason. So it would seem as if, and the other thing is, I mean, they're not here. There are a few places here, not many, but where security clearances are needed to authorize your being able to get into certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that can happen in an individual building where any kind of a key card security. So, I mean, if they are random and they fall within these areas where there's key card security, I guarantee you there are mozons out there who think they ought to be able to get in the building because need their damn Pokemon.
Absolutely.
There's a picture, actually, of a guy looks like he's walking forward, and there's a police officer who's kind of like pushing him back, you know, and it says, you know, sorry, sir, you can't go in there. This is a restricted area. And underneath it says, but there's a Pikachu back there.
Yeah. and that's it. When you deal with people at a level of naivete, mm-hmm. and there will be, because I'm sure this, I don't know what Pokemon is geared to from a demographic standpoint, but I'm guessing they'd like to get early teens, right?
Probably,
and
kids
move up
and
from
stuff
there.
Like that.
I don't know how far you go.
I think it's weird with this. I think this, because it was something that was popular like 20 years ago, there are also people who are
second generation.
Yes,
older, huh?
You've got older people, and you know, and even older than college age. Wow. I mean, there's people up here playing.
Brad.
Across the street. I mean, across the hall.
Really?
And Candy.
I'm sorry, I was catching a
those
pigeon.
Guys.
Really?
Yes.
They're playing?
Oh, Frito and Katie have been going nuts about this
He's
since
obsessed.
Last week.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Okay.
No, they were literally leaving for lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
And Frito said, hey, I'm going to take the back way in case there's some out that way. I swear to you.
Is that why Chip is gone this week?
Probably. You know, Chip's fishing, hunting, and catching Pokemon.
Yeah, he well, forget the fishing and hunting. He may just be doing the Pokemon
just
thing.
Just the Pokemon.
I know they've put out an etiquette guide. It's really long. It's really complicated, but I'm not going to do it because, you know, you need to know better anyhow. Hello?
I don't think naivete is the word you're looking for. I think stupidity is the word that you're looking for.
All right, we can go with that.
You know, over the years, I had the honor to meet and to know and to share the story of more than 140 veterans over the airwaves, and so many have left us now. We lost Leroy Balmain back in December of 2014, and many old-timers recall that Leroy was the manager of the Better Business Bureau here for 20 years. But did you know that he was also a merchant marine? Maybe the only merchant marine I ever had the pleasure to interview.
I am most proud of the service that I have given to our country and to our local community. It gives you a good, warm feeling, you know.
Yeah, but so why the Merchant Marines? Well, he says that's the only unit he could talk his parents into letting him join.
I wanted to go into the service, but my parents would not sign the papers for me to go. So I finally came up with the Merchant Marines, and they were convinced then that they would go ahead and sign the papers, and I entered the Merchant Marines.
Now, Leroy missed combat in World War II. You see, at age 17, August of 1945, he was actually in boot camp at Catalina Island. Well, that's when the bomb dropped on Hiroshima and the war ended. But he certainly wasn't through with his military service. Matter of fact, he was headed to Japan.
The ship that I was on left San Pedro, California, and went down through the Panama Canal up to New Orleans. And we loaded the ship with supplies that the military would need over there, tanks and truck, groceries. We left New Orleans and went to down through the Panama Canal again. And in 49 days later, we arrived in Japan.
Wow, that was quite a trip. Now, let's fast forward. Leroy Balmain gets out of the service. He goes back home to Hooks, Texas, but He figures he's about to be drafted, so this time he joins the Air Force. And his station is in Alaska eventually. Listen to this story about how he claimed he was an expert typer.
And they called me in and wanted to know what I could do. And I told them that I was one of the best typists they'd ever seen. And that way I got into typing career. And I knew that they'd have to have that typewriter in a warm place, you know, for it to operate. I wanted it to be warm.
Yeah, Leroy had it figured out. Fact is, though, he told me he really only had 6 weeks of typing classes, but as far as he was concerned, that made him an expert. What he was an expert at in 22 years in the Air Force was climbing poles. They called it a fireman, but it was stringing telephone lines. Yeah, he went up and down poles pretty good.
And it's a long way up those poles, too. It's a lot faster coming down than it is going up.
Like we said, Leroy Balmain served his country for 22 years, considered it a great privilege. Both his son and his grandson followed his lead, and they also served in the U.S. Air Force. And while in the military, the family was stationed in the Philippines, where he, his wife, and son were charter members of the first English-speaking Baptist church in the Philippines. And he said one of his greatest honors was being able to shake hands with General Douglas MacArthur. I got to know Leroy Balmain. 20 years, headed up the Better Business Bureau here in Bryan. Served his country, served his community. We miss him. And that's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Sovac City is having a super clearance sale on all last year's models, floor models, one-of-a-kind sewing machine cabinets, and more. Save up to 60% on sewing machines and 40% on sewing cabinets. Bernina, Burnett, Seville sewing machines, regular $199 for only $79.60. Arrow Gidgee 2 sewing tables, regular $199 for only $119.99. All Koala floor model cabinets, 30% off regular price. Shop now for the best selection on all floor models and last year's models only at Sovac City and College Station. Sovac City, come on down to see us.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. Okay, I don't care a lot, but Pokemon Go, okay.
So, yeah, it's getting a little intense over across the hall.
Uh-oh. Okay, so now you find this Pokemon someplace, and how do you capture it? Do you point your phone at it, or you hit the picture on the phone?
Yeah,
or?
What happens is, you know, it pops up. It shows your little avatar in the GPS.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's strikingly accurate.
Right.
And one little thing pops up, you tap on it, and then it switches to your camera, essentially, in your phone.
Okay.
And you just point your camera around until you find it. And then when you see it, you just see the little animated thing jumping around, and there's a little ball at the bottom that you kind of swipe. Like you're throwing it, you know, and you got to hit it. And when you hit it, it catches it.
You have to be kind of accurate with it, apparently.
Okay, so now, all right, and if it doesn't, can they rush and bite your leg, or do they do their business on the floor? What happens if the Pokemon is not captured?
It runs away, but it can also, it can defend. Like, if you throw the ball at it, it can, like, headbutt the ball and, like, say, no way.
They don't want to be captured.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when they get captured, you have a little cage that they're in, or you get points, or what happens there?
You just amass a collection, and you can power them up, and then I guess eventually fight them with other people's.
Yeah, there's locations that are gems, that become Pokemon gyms, and you can, like, become
gym, like G-Y-M?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And you can become like the master of the gym.
Oh, okay, okay. Is there any money involved? Can you win anything or just get to lord over people because you're the master of the
I don't know if you
gym?
Can win stuff, but you can spend money, which is what Frito and Katie are planning on doing.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. So they have announced that apparently there are these things you can buy called lure modules, like you're luring the Pokemon.
Okay.
So when you activate it in a certain area, it lures Pokemon into that area. And Frito has announced that he is going to personally spend his own money on a six-hour lure somewhere in the Brazos Valley. I believe they were going to announce it on their show this morning, but I can't find on their Twitter yet if they've actually announced the location.
Oh, my head is on the counter.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I downloaded this, you know, and I'm kind of glad I did because I have the information, you know, for the show.
Yes, we appreciate it, Brad.
Yeah,
Your research.
But, but honestly, like I said, I mean, I'm even perplexed at the people who are into it, the amount that they are.
It's
like
amazing.
I said, if it's not in my apartment or in at work up here, I ain't catching it. Not happening.
Hello.
Did Chelsea just say lure?
I think she, I think she meant lure.
Lure.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I like that. Well, lure sounds good.
Every once in a while, every once in a while, she does sound like she's from Texas, but not too often. But that's it. All right. So, I have nothing else to say.
I did see Candy. They posted a photo of it. Looks like a business window, and it says Pokemon for paying customers only.
Oh God!
It's like a bathroom break.
It is. I mean, it is. It just
literally.
Oh, it's so sad. All right. Well, and again, I find it fascinating. It's just I'm thinking in the big city where there are cars and stuff like that, and traffic, and people who don't care that doing this can really be dangerous.
We talked about the illegally parked car on Texas A&M's campus.
Yeah.
Can you imagine in a city like Houston, somebody just stopping and jumping out of their car real quick?
Yeah, this is not going to, that kind of thing is not going to end well. There's going to be an accident somewhere. Somebody's really going to get injured.
I did hear something pretty humorous yesterday. Yeah. It said, in 3 days, Pokemon Go did more for child obesity than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidate? Posting your job in one place just isn't enough to find quality candidates. And if you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job websites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job at 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city, any industry, nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling the emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 businesses, including both of mine. We have had tremendous success in finding great employees using ZipRecruiter, and right now you can post jobs with ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/back. That's ZipRecruiter.com/back. One more time, try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/back.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Far more important than Pokemon Go. Want to remind you, today's French Fry Day.
That's
Woo!
Right.
Celebrate as you see fit. Get your friends together. Do any of that stuff and go. Walmart offering free shipping on all online orders through this Friday in an effort to steal some of the momentum from Amazon's second annual Prime Day, which reportedly has more than 100,000 deals worldwide. Late last month, Walmart had announced a free 30-day trial of Shipping Pass, its own two-day shipping program. It costs $49 a year. As for Amazon, it's insisting it's got bigger and better inventory of discount items, so there.
They got to get them to you on time, though.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Now, in the meantime, You know, they've started doing grocery shopping pickup thing at the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest.
Huh.
You know that? They've got a sign up hanging on there that says that. Yeah.
So you order ahead of time and then just go
and
pick them up?
And drive in there, and apparently they've got the food ready for you.